So we're back on the Radio Real Estate Show, and I've got Tony here, one of the commissioners from the Fulford Water District. And yes, I did cut him off midway through the sentence, and it's a cliffhanger. That way you're still listening. Isn't that? TV shows do that all the time. It's just so mean. Right at that good point, it's like, So, sorry about that, Tony.
No problem, Scott. Yeah, I will start fresh, though, on the... I've got a bit of an axe to burn with the CRD. There's been enough stuff that I've written into the paper, and I think around the community know that I've got a bit of a burn on right now for them. I'll do just a verse for a second, or just go a slightly different track. When I worked for the government, I worked for a Crown Corporation. We found ourselves very accountable for what we did. And as a level of government, we were responsible to a ministry, which was responsible to the premier. And there was a definite track. If we made a mistake, the minister heard about it. There was a relationship. There was a discussion with the minister. And if it may even happen at the premier's office. I felt that the same, when I brought him into this, there was the same relationship with the CRD and senior government. We've been everywhere. And we can't find an organization that's prepared to take responsibility or to deal with the CRD. They are an organization that actually forms a form of government that's accountable to nobody and does as they see fit. And I'm just astonished. I had very little dealings with the CRD prior to this commission's work. And I was just amazed at we went to the premier's office, who sent us to the ministry responsible. We went to the ministry. They told us that they don't want anything to do with the CRD. If we got a problem with the CRD, deal with the CRD. We went to the Auditor General. They don't have any authority over the CRD. We went to the Ombudsman. They can't deal with us as a commission because we're considered part of the CRD, and so therefore they see it as an organization within the CRD dealing with the CRD, and they don't deal with those kind of issues. We've been to the federal government. They have no interest. The organization does as it wants, when it wants, to whoever it wants.
And when we had lunch, I told you my story. My father, I grew up in Vancouver, and he was involved in local politics with the ratepayers groups, and he had a small business, and he was always, the taxes. I can only pay so much, I only have so much money. The more you take out, I've got to charge more to my customers, and my customers will go somewhere else. And when they created the GVRD in Vancouver and the CRD, that fourth level of government, my father blew his top. He had a fuse about 1 second long, but he went crazy because he read through the legislation and he was like, there's nobody in charge. And he looked at me, I was about 10 or 12, and he said, you're going to be paying for these guys the rest of your life. They are accountable to nobody. The bureaucrats are going to get in there and spend all your money forever, and there's nothing you can do. You are screwed. And I just remember that conversation, him yelling and cursing about the whole thing. And here it is 40 years later, and it's exactly what you said. They have virtually no accountability to anybody.
Well,
the fourth level of government, secret kind of fourth level, that they're not municipal, they're not provincial, they're not federal, they're the fourth level. BC is the only province with that, and it's a disaster, in my opinion.
I tend to agree with you. Organizations need to be accountable to somebody. And as far as I can tell, the CRD, you can argue that we have a director on the island, but he's one of 23.
Right.
So it's been diluted to such a point that if you think that one director who is a 2 or 3 year term is going to significantly change the paradigm when there's 23 others in the organization, it's just not going to happen. Each one of those directors have their own agenda, their own set of problems. And quite frankly, for them to try to get together and create some kind of significant initiative to change what's going on with this CRD is just not going to happen. And you know, where the accountability should be is with the minister, the ministry that the CRD is supposed to be responsible to. They're the ones that that if anybody can has any kind of sense of control over the CRD, can actually pressure the CRD and deal with them. But unfortunately, the SM Community Development Ministry, and they have absolutely no interest. You know, I've been told directly by them that if you have a problem with the CRD, deal with the CRD. We are not going to do it. And so you have an organization out there. It's a large number of bureaucrats. They're run by a chair, my experience is, if you see a little bit of a problem, there's a huge problem underneath that you aren't seeing. And from what I've seen with the CRD is that it's an organization that is just out of control. They'll do what they want, when they want, and they have absolutely no sensitivity towards the taxpayer's ability to pay, the cost implications of things. I'm very disappointed with what's going on.
Well, what are the main problems that they screwed up on? Was it the pipe in Fulford getting the wrong size pipe? That was one, but there was other ones too.
Yeah, it's basically the project management of the whole project. They didn't have competent people doing it. They had absolutely no project management skills or infrastructure in place to handle projects like that. They'll certainly claim that they have rectified some of those problems, but I think you have people on the other water districts that'll be on here that are going currently through projects that might argue that with you. You know, I think you had a library project that's gone on here recently, and I talked to some people about that, or actually they phoned me concerning a project charter, which was a new way of developing the relationship between the users of the system and the people who are paying it and the people that were actually building it. And this, a project charter is something that's been in place in most organizations for 20, 25 years. It's not a new way of doing business. It's an old way of doing business, but it's very telling that it's a new process to the CRD. It just goes to show that they don't have this, or didn't have the manpower or the infrastructure in place to handle this kind of work. And so therefore it's, you know, in my mind, borderline criminal to take on the work on behalf of the taxpayers. And my big argument is to make significant errors and problems, and the very best you'll get out of them is a sorry, if you can get that. But more likely what you're going to get is just a request for more money to complete the thing at your cost.
See, that is the crux of the problem. If they make a mistake along the way with the pipe or whatever, mm-hmm. and there's a huge cost born in their mistake, like I know the Highlands District has had a huge mistake right off the bat when they mm-hmm. started the project, and they just shrug their shoulders and go, well, there's a big mistake. Oh, it's going to cost you guys a ton.
Mm-hmm.
They don't say, well, we made the mistake, therefore we're going to cover it. It's what you said. Each district has to cover their own cost. So if they pooch the Fulford water pipes or whatever, oh, well, looks like we're going to have to change out those pipes. Oh, made a big mistake. Sorry about that, guys. Don't blame us. Don't count that sorry as an apology. And don't take us to court over it, because you can't, and you're going to have to pay for it.
Well, that's exactly their system. Has been explained to us is we're welcome to sue them.
Right.
But what you'll do is you will sue them, which they will defend the suit with money from the water district. And then if you're successful with the suit, the water district will pay the penalty. So you're suing yourself.
So your right foot sues your left foot. I mean,
They have a large fund of approximately $2 million to self-insured right. identification.
And they have $12 million liability on their insurance.
Yeah. That money is not, we can't touch that money. The money is to take care of a problem if they get into a problem with a contractor. If they do the work and they cause a problem, there's no ability to dip into that fund to pay for their mistakes. So If a contractor makes a mistake, the fund is there to fund the to deal with the problem. If the CRD make a mistake, then you pay for the CRD's mistake.
Oh, I see how that works. Okay. Well, that, yeah, I mean, that's just wonderful for those that get stuck.
Well, and, you know, the reason they got a $2 million fund is because nobody ever attaches it.
Right.
Because there's a, because the way they've set it up, there's no ability to claim against it.
Because they set it up themselves.
That's right.
With no oversight from anybody. There's no ombudsman. There's no one, no oversight committee.
We're going to make another stab at it. There's a new ombudsman being formed by the government. And it looks like Ashley is formed to take care of the, exactly these kind of problems with organizations. And we're hoping that we'll be one of the first that the new ombudsman will take our case and audit and look into the CRD.
See, so there's nothing like a scorned salt springer.
Well, yeah, you know, I mentioned the ombudsman because we went to the ombudsman and asked them to look into this.
Right.
And part of what we're doing this all for is not that we hope that there'll be a bucket of money and somebody's
right.
going to come and write us a check. It's just that the only way that things change is that people are forced to recognize the problems they have and are making. And when they're, it's, you know, it's a form of embarrassment. Once they've been forced to recognize and acknowledge that, then they're forced to put in some kind of pattern of change that will stop that from happening in the future, we hope.
And it's not just here. It's not just the CRD. It's all the capital the districts, like the GVRD, all
yeah.
of them. So the change that you make or force could affect province-wide all these regional districts.
Well, certainly.
Because they're all in that same boat where they're ungovernable. They have no accountability.
Well, that's right. But back to the ombudsman is that so we were rejected for this principle that we were considered part of the CRD. But what they did say is that if one of your ratepayers would like to complain to us, then we'd be more than happy to look into it.
Oh, there you go.
So we had a ratepayer that was willing to do that.
Really? That's
yeah.
Right. In Fulford, someone complained.
So they went to the ombudsman's office and filed a complaint, and we are sitting here 6 to 8 months later. And even though the ombudsman has sent a request to the CRD for information and to discuss this, the CRD has yet to respond to the ombudsman. And the ombudsman says there's nothing we can do. So, what this tells me is that there's a great deal of arrogance within the organization.
Right.
And that should be troubling for any taxpayer or ratepayer, that if you've got an organization set like that that's developed that level of arrogance that they feel is unnecessary beneath them to respond to an organization such as the ombudsman about a complaint, and such a visible and to in my mind valid complaint such as the problems we've had in Fulford, then you've got a problem.
Yeah. And the only way you get action is to get your story out on the radio, in the newspapers, on the TV, you know, on the internet about the problem and get it aired and get some pressure on them, on the ombudsman, to, you know, government, to pressure the CRD to respond to the ombudsman.
Well, frankly, I don't really have a lot of hope for this current government.
Right.
You know, we've certainly appealed with them a number of times. We've just been shuffled to one side. You know, you can decide where the politics are going, but our next effort will be to deal with the opposition, because I believe that this government is not long in the seat, and perhaps the new government or opposition that is elected next time around will be a little bit more sensitive to taxpayers' needs and these kind of problems, and we'll start to try to bring some accountability to the table.
Well, taxpayers only have so much money, and they, you know, I mean, you can't just constantly raise taxes. I mean, you know, when the CRD, actually last year, the Salt Spring Islands for Self-Government brought the CRD here, and they went through their budget for the last 5 years or 6 years. When you saw the steady climb, I mean, it was atrocious. I mean, it's just been a steady climb of taxation. I mean, there's no sense of accountability, or there's no sense of, well, we're holding the line on taxes. We're going to have a, you know, whatever the cost of inflation is, we'll hold it there. I mean, they just seem to be they have no problem spending our money.
Well, unfortunately, though, we do to bring a certain degree of that onto ourselves, too. And we live in a society where we tend to see problems everywhere, and we expect government to solve those problems.
Exactly.
I've got friends that go to places like Mexico, and I've been to places like that myself. And if you look at the infrastructure and what's going on in those places, then you begin to understand why this is such an expensive place. If you go to Mexico and there's a uneven sidewalk, the expectation down there is that you will walk with your eyes open and avoid the problem, step over it. If we have an uneven sidewalk here, there will be a number of complaints to the people that have jurisdiction over CRD highways. Immediately there will be somebody come up there with a truck and paint an orange line around it all and then circle it. And then there'll be some traffic cones. And then before long, there'll be a set of jackhammers in there. And
well, they may want to study it for a while, too.
Or they want to study it for a while. And we are so focused on making our lives and society around us zero risk that we just can't afford it. And
I'm going to hold you right on that note, and we're going to stop for a quick commercial break, and we'll be